It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions 18+. Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. You guys requested we talk my birth story with baby number 4, so on this episode, we get personal and talk baby's arrival, which was March 27th, and what we've been up to since.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Mama.
Hi. Oh my gosh, you guys. I feel weird. I feel like I haven't done a podcast in so long, but I'm pretty sure we did one last Monday.
Yeah, I think right before you went into labor, the night before, you were like, let's get one in.
Yeah, but then I listened to Chantel's podcast. I'm shocked she did one without me. And I was like, wait, this is kind of better than when it's with me.
No, that is not true.
Totally true.
No, and people kept saying, like, they're like, you did good, but we missed Roxanne. I'm like, okay, we get it.
Everything I saw said that was so good, and they were propping you out. So,
thanks, guys.
Great job. Great job, Chantel. But, like, calm down. Don't try to get a podcast without me or something.
Oh, no. First of all, like, after I couldn't breathe, I was like, what the hell was that? Because, like, I was on one, like, the way I was talking. Usually I talk fast with you, but like this was like a 15 minute of just like fast. It was a lot. I will say
there was one part where you were like, you made a noise and you do that, and choking. You were like, yeah, you were choking, you made a noise, and you were like, Roxanne would have been like, what was that? And that's exactly immediately when you made that noise, I'm like, what was that? And you said it, and I was like, oh god. So that was scare. Don't ever do that. I would cut
it
out.
I know. And then I was like lazy to like not cut it out. So I'm like, fine.
I know. Today, Chantel came over and that was a nice surprise. She called me and I didn't answer. And then all of a sudden she's at my front door.
Well, no, first of all, like your garage door, you have like this like lock, you know, the key code. And I know it. And it wasn't working. So I was like knocking. And I feel like one of your kids was trying to say they heard something, but like you weren't paying attention to them. And so then I had to run all the way to the front for you to like really like pay attention.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you came over because it's nice to get company because I'm slowly dying here. So it's nice. Guess
Talk
what?
Talk to us about it.
Well, I am, but my kids don't have school.
Oh my God. No one cares.
But I'm just saying like they're on spring break and their spring break started. So I gave birth on Wednesday. Their spring break started Thursday. So they're all out this week. And I love my kids so much, but you know, I expected at least to like, you know, have a couple of hours, you know, to myself every day with the new baby. And this house has been chaotic. It's been very, very chaotic to say the least. Chantel saw it. And even my daughter was one of my daughters was at gymnastics with her dad. And Chantel was still like, oh my God.
Yeah, I was there for like an hour, hour and 10 minutes. I was like, okay, time to leave.
I know, which was so nice. But a lot of you guys asked me to talk about my birth story and just talk about giving birth and what happened. And I'm pretty sure this is the last time I'm going to give birth. So it's bittersweet. But I actually was due in April. And I
on
had
my birthday.
Yeah. And I had IUGR, which basically, I mean, you know, I'm not like, I don't know. Basically, I have small babies sometimes. And when this baby, Elle, we'll talk about her name, she was the third percentile, which is so low. But I will tell you, my kids are always like low on everything because like they're little. So, you know, my doctor told me like, you know, if your baby's not growing much in there, then we're just going to have to take her out because she'll grow more when she's out. So
knew. Isn't IUGR basically saying like it's growth restricted. Like she's not going to grow anymore. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I had it with my second daughter, not my first. I went 41 weeks with my first. It was the most miserable experience of my life. I told everyone I was going to be 2 weeks early because my mom was 2 weeks early with me. Wow, what a joke. Yeah, that didn't happen. And then with my second, I had IUGR. So I also got induced. And then with Jack, I took some castor oil. So I induced myself, and it was a very, very, very fast delivery, but with no epidural, which sucked. And then with this one, so I went in Tuesday evening, and I had her Wednesday morning. And I don't know, like, I mean, the experience, I actually was so much more nervous this time, just because I think when it's scheduled, you're like kind of scared and whatnot. So I was way nervous. My husband, yeah, he was there. I honestly told him, I was like, I kind of want Chantal here.
Yeah, she like called me at one point and she's like, do you want to come? I'm like, no, I'll come tomorrow to visit the baby.
Yeah, she didn't want to be there. My husband actually like has like a bowling league with his brothers, and he was like, do you care if I go, since like we know you're not going to give birth the next day? And I was like, please go. I want to be by myself. Is that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, but like, it's, you know, I get it though sometimes, like, you know, you like sometimes it might be more anxious to have people in the room than it is to not have someone.
Well,
in the
room. Just knew the induction was going to take a little bit of a process and stuff, because they started it off with a pill, and then they, you know, then they'll give you Pitocin. So they weren't going to give me Pitocin until like he got
the
back.
Morning,
so, like,
right?
Yeah. Well, like it was like around 1 a.m. or something. So they weren't going to start it. But I got the Pitocin, which I know all this is so bad for you and all that stuff. It sucks, but.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their product makes it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. I've been using their product for a while now and I'm hooked, but don't just take my word on it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024. The best part is I've been using it for the last few months and haven't gotten any irritations or breakouts, and my face looks tighter, and it's been a must-have to make it through the dry winter air. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TRH at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code TRH. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It was crazy because I kind of got scared this time. I've had my kids not naturally, like, what, vaginally, I'm sorry, TMI, with all of them, but I did get nervous because they were like, you know, every time you get a contraction, your baby's heart rate is going down. And I was like, oh my gosh, if I get a C-section for my last kid, like, I'm going to be pissed. You know?
You know what's weird is because, like, I mentioned it to you, like, I don't know why I said it. And then even like that morning, I woke up at 5 a.m. and you had like, it was like 5:30 and you had texted our group chat and saying like your water broke on its own.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, and then I was like, okay, that's good. Like, and I went back to sleep, and then I woke up again at 7:30 and then you still didn't have the baby. And then like, I was like, okay, like it's fine. Her water just broke. But then I think like around like 10:30, I had texted Jacob and he wasn't answering me. And then like my sister and I, Chloe, were like, dude, if she has a C-section, I'm like, no, there's no way. But I don't know why. Like, I had a weird feeling that you were gonna have one, but then like obviously you didn't. So like, thank God. But yeah, it was weird that we kept saying it, but we had said it like in the last like day of you like, you know, giving birth.
Well, my water broke on its own. Usually it always like, or the first two, they had to like break my water. I forgot how they did it, but they had to do it. So I remember I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm like leaking everywhere. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't have the epidural yet. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, and they were like, they like tested and they were like, oh no, your water broke. So usually when your water breaks, like a couple hours later, you typically have the baby. So that was another reason I thought I was going to have a C-section, because it broke around 3 a.m. or something. So, you know, when it was like 9 a.m. and I still didn't have the baby, I was like, what the hell, dude? And then I kept seeing the heart rate on the monitor and I was like, oh my gosh. But no, I didn't. Thank God. And around, so at 11 a.m., I was like, okay, the baby needs to come out. Like the baby needs to come out. Well, my doctor was in his office. He wasn't at the hospital. So I call like the hospital staff and I'm like, I need to push this baby out. It's coming out. And they were like, okay. They were like, just, you know, let's call your doctor. So you know, the thing about Dr. Chantel is like, they low key lie. I have a great doctor, by the way, but I, or maybe the hospital was lying, but I was like, where is he? Where is he? And they were like, oh, yep. He's going to be coming through the door soon. You know?
I'm just so baffled. I'm like, they told you to wait. Like, they're like, wait till your doctor comes. But you're like, no, like, I need to push. Like, I'm feeling the urge to push. Like,
yeah.
And you waited. Like, you waited.
I waited. I waited almost an hour. I literally waited. And I just felt every single contraction. And I just kept calling them back to come in. And I was like, you guys, like, I need to start pushing. Then it was like 11:55 or something. And I was like, all right, I don't care. I'm going to push. So I don't need this doctor. I'm going to push because then I kept seeing her heart rate go down and every time I had a contraction. So I'm like, I need to push. So as there's, you know, I'm about to start pushing, guess who walks in? My doctor. Okay. And I was like, oh, okay. Nice of you to join us, you know? And he is like, so, you know, I do my first push and they were like, oh my God, the head's out. And he's like, all right, but don't push right away. Let's breathe, get 5 breaths. And I was like, I didn't even say a word until I was so quiet. Jacob was looking at me like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't need to breathe. And I pushed. You guys, this literally was like a total of 18 seconds. I pushed and then the baby came out.
But Roxanne is notorious for literally pushing less than like 8 minutes each kid and her kids out. So it's like wild.
Yeah,
but this was a record for your 4.
And maybe because of the fact that it's been like, you know, I was like waiting for an hour or something. But when he told me to like breathe 5 times, I almost knocked him out. And I was like, I'm not breathing 5 times, like get it out of me. So yeah, that was my birthing story. And you know what the worst part of giving birth was for me though, Chantel?
What?
The hospital stay.
Yeah, you die more than anyone that I know. But like, I'm sure everyone's like ika, like, or the word is like, we say ika, but it's like, you know, where you're, how do you even explain it? Where you're just like,
you just feel like, you just want to be home.
Miserable. Like you're feeling uncomfortable. You just want to leave, you know, you're feeling like that anxiousness feeling of just like wanting to get out.
Yeah. So, thank God, no tears, no nothing. I took like a shower. I switched over the rooms and the room like was kind of, I don't know. The room was not the best. And hospital food is not good. So it's like, I don't want hospital food. It's not me being bougie. I just want to be home. Like, I don't need the help. Like, it's my 4th round. I don't know. Thank God you came because it's my 4th kid. I don't expect anyone to come see me at the hospital. I don't really. And honestly, like, you feel gross. So when Chantel came, it killed a lot of time. And then my dad also came, which they were like catching up and stuff. And I don't know. I was just so happy that you came because it killed time. And I hate being in the hospital. There's no one who hates it more than me.
And I was like telling her, I was like, just watch a show, like watch this, like do that. Like,
I did watch The Valley.
Yeah, like this is your time to be away from like your other kids, like, you know, like use it. But like, no, I feel you. Like, you think anybody wants to be in that? No one does.
Well, actually, the nurse told us that people will get discharged and they still won't leave and they'll say they don't have a ride. And I'm like, ew, why? And then they said that they'll like order all the hospital food. And they were like, I don't know why they'd want to eat this hospital food. And I was like, me either. Like the people called me and they literally were like, are you going to order food? I'm like, I don't want food. I don't want this. Like, I don't want this food. I don't want you to waste it. But you came and my kids did come for like, my in-laws brought my kids and they came and they saw the baby and it was really sweet and it was cute, but I just wanted to go home.
And you did, you woke up like, I think the next day, right away, you got, it's 24 hours, right? And they discharged you right at the 24th hour.
Well, no, not to, I mean, you know, not exactly the 24th hour, but I was going to make it happen. So I called my nurse and I said, you need to call my doctor and let him get the discharge papers ready in 2 hours.
Well, can we talk about what you did for Jack, her third? Like, she, Roxanne left before she could. Like, she had to sign all these papers.
Oh, yeah. Which like, is you, so annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, like, because Roxanne's like, I'm not staying here anymore. So, like, they had to, like sign the papers that they're leaving at their own will or something. I don't even know.
Yeah,
but,
like, we did do that.
Patient she
well, because my husband's terrible, too. So, like, he hates the hospital as well. So, yeah, we that was bad. That was definitely us being really impatient. But, yeah, I don't know. I just felt so good. Well, my doctor, by the way, I went and I texted, I told the nurse, my husband called the office and was like, please tell him, you know, to come in. And I texted him, I got his number from my cousin and I texted him and I was like, hey, please make sure the discharge papers are ready in an hour. He's like, I know, I heard you want to leave. And I was like, yeah. So I did leave and yeah, the baby. Oh, wait, let's talk about the baby name. So me and my husband we didn't have the baby name until literally they called me the day that I was released, the birth certificate. And we still didn't, and I was like, can you call me back? Cause I still don't know. But I compromised with him because my husband loves, he's very Jersey. He loves names like Bella. I don't know if they're like Gianna, but like just any names Sophia. With an A at the end. Yeah, Sophia, an A at the end. And they are gorgeous, beautiful names. I just am a basic biatch who likes just like Charlie, Sloan, Jack. I'm basic as can be. So, you know, we could not agree to names. And he also wanted a name like our kids, everything, every like all our cousins have named their kids these names. And he wanted
was,
a name.
You guys, he was like obnoxious. They like called me the night. They called me that night. And like, I think I was on the phone with you guys for an hour and a half, like trying to get one of you guys to compromise. I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I even in this conversation right now?
Yeah. My husband's an attorney. It's so annoying. So like, she was like fighting with him the whole time and she's like, all right, I'm hanging up. Like I'm hanging up.
Like I'm done. Like, let's wake up tomorrow and you guys, let's see again where you guys are at.
And because she was like, why do you want a name? She's like, why do you want to name them everything that our cousins have named their kids?
It's like, I don't see them. I'm like, well, we do. Like, we don't need to have these two names that we know.
I swear. So weird. My cousin just named her kid Liv. And he was like, I really like the name Liv. I'm like, Pinnell just named her kid that. And he's like, I don't care. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
He said all the names. Like, it's like he like low-key was you guys, he was doing it to like get us mad.
Yeah. Really like I just gave birth. Like, stop it. And then at the end, I get what I want. So it's like, why did we go through that? You know, why did we go through that? We ended up saying, so we were gonna name her either like my top names were Elle, Reese, or Shiloh. I love Shiloh.
Margo too.
Oh, Margo too. I mean, no, he like literally said no to Margo. Like he was like, that's not happening. And Shiloh is what I wanted to name Jack. He refused. So it was between those and he loves the nickname Shy. So I was like, we can call her Shy. And like, he kind of thought about it. And then he was like, no. And he's like, listen, I know you like the name Elle. And he's like, and we'll call her Elle. But I just want her certificate to say Ella. So I was so drained about this. And I was just like, you know what? And then he's like, I can't imagine naming my kid Reese because Reese PCs. Like,
he would not be quiet about Reese PCs.
Yeah, it was like, so weird. And because he said all the kids, because we call my daughter Sloane Sloaney. And he's like, why do we call, you know, we all got used to calling her it, including him. And he's like, I know we're going to call Reese Reese. And I don't like that. So I was like, you care way too much. And so we ended up that night with Ella Reese. And then the next day he woke up and he was like, his top name, he's wanted to name my daughter Charlie Sophia. He wanted to name Sloane Sophia. That is his number one name. And we were actually going to name Charlie L, but then his friend named their daughter Ella. And he was like, I can't do it. So I think we talked about Chantal made a blanket that said L and everything for Charlie. Cause we literally thought that was going to be her name. So the next day he wakes up and he's like, all right, we'll do L. And then the middle name could be Sophie. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Wait,
and
Sophie or Sophia?
It's Sophie.
What?
It's not Sophia. It's L. Sophie Bahri.
Why is it Sophie? He doesn't. What? When? Where the heck does Sophie come from?
I don't like names that end with an A.
It was a middle name. You crazy.
I know, but like, I don't like it. Like, my daughter's name Charlie Rose Sloan.
I actually
Catherine.
Do like Sophie for like even the first name.
Yeah, I mean, but I just couldn't do it no matter what. I just couldn't do it. And I just like Elle. We can call her Ellie. And I think it's pretty and it's basic and it's me.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Oh my God, are people still listening to this?
I know. I hope you guys are interested in this. But you did get a lot of people wanting to know your birth story.
I know.
You know what? I am a type of girl that like I'll watch them on YouTube, like those vlogs, like not the actual birth, but like I love when girls talk about their birth stories. Like I don't know why sometimes it's so interesting to me. So I'm sure people will enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's like not that interesting to me right now though, because I've literally like went through it with you. So like I know everything you're about to say, but people like it.
Yeah, let us know. I'm so sorry because I feel like I just spoke quite a bit. It's been how many days now? 4 days? 5 days?
No, it's about to be. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been 6 days.
No, because I had the baby on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So five.
It's Monday. Yeah. So I've been home and my baby is really tiny, dude. Like she.
Oh, yeah. She was 5 pounds, like 9 ounces, right?
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Thank you.
Roxanne also didn't know that like if your baby's like 5 pounds and 15 ounces, that it's literally right next to 6 pounds. Like she didn't know 16 ounces made a pound.
All right. We didn't have to say that. But yeah, I didn't know that.
No, Roxanne literally is a mom like at the hospital. You look at her and you think that she's never had a child before, but she's had four. And you're like, what the heck?
Yeah, I know. It's
I'm like, been... your baby's throwing up right now in the little
I'm like, whatever. No, but I'm like super laid back, but I'm too laid back and it's scary.
Yeah.
It's really, really scary. It shouldn't be this way. But she's so tiny, you guys. Like her legs are bones and I'm scared. When I look, I'm like, I'm scared to hold this kid and I can't wait till she like gains like 2 or 3 pounds. I'll feel so much better. So, yeah, but she's been home and I, stayed home on Easter with just her. My husband took all three of the kids to my mom's and then to his grandma's and it was so depressing.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Cause everyone's like, oh, well like be with your newborn. And I'm like, but she's just sleeping. And you know, I mean, I guess I can catch up on sleep, but I don't like being home. So.
Maybe you could have went to like a hotel room with her.
That is the scariest thing you could ever suggest. Literally the scariest thing. I started organizing, to be honest. And
there you go.
Yeah. What'd you do for Easter?
We had brunch at my brother's house and then we went to my husband's grandma's at night.
Did you like them?
Yeah, of course I like them, silly.
I'm totally kidding.
But I just think like holidays are like not as fun as they used to be. And it's maybe like we're in that in between stage of like, you know, like we're over it. And then like we also don't have kids yet. So like it's like, it's just,
I think
like,
that's why.
Day. Yeah, it's just like another day. I mean, like we like did an Easter egg hunt for my nieces and nephews, but it's just like, and like I'll play with them and stuff. But it's just like an exhausting day. And like I'm sure it's even more exhausting for you guys who have kids. But at least like
I just can't wait for you to have a kid.
Yeah.
You're telling Chantel today that her firstborn is going to be a boy. And Chantel was like, God wouldn't do that to me. She said, God wouldn't do that to me.
You guys, and don't be saying that. People are going to go crazy on me. Healthy baby is all that matters.
Of course. But gender disappointment is a real thing. So, I mean, I don't think anything's wrong when you, of course, want a healthy baby, but you want a certain sex and you'll immediately get over it. You guys, when I was pregnant when I found out Jack was a boy, I was like, there's no way I'm a girl mom. Like, I'm not going to have a boy. I am obsessed with my son, Jack. Like, I love him so much. I'm so obsessed with him. And,
he
was so
good today. I like him.
Okay. He's not like bad. He's a good baby.
He's scarred me a couple times.
No, he's so good. He just didn't sleep at night.
He listens to like everything you say, honestly. I was like, go in the kitchen. He like was like, okay. He like goes.
Yeah, no, it's my second child that I promise is gonna be the death of me, like 100%. There's it whether it's a boy or girl, the second child is just be prepared if you don't have that because I'm scared every day from her. So But she's like the most caring and she plays with Jack and she's the best. But, you know, they're just different breeds. But Chantel thought that, you know, she said God wouldn't do that to her. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if she's going to end up having a boy or a girl.
And I'm not, oh, I'm not pregnant. I'm not going to be for a while though. So
yeah, Chantel doesn't want to, Chantel wants to wait a year, and I'm in her ear every day. Like, please just get pregnant. Please just get pregnant. Even more, Chantel.
Yeah. But I'm going to do this fertility test that I got at home so we can just like make sure everything's okay, you guys. Because my age is not working for us.
Yeah, well, the reason she's doing that is because she knows that she wants to wait, but she's like, let me, if I'm going to wait though, like, let me make sure that everything's okay. And I think the girls from Summer House took it one time.
Yeah, yeah. I think did we talk about this?
No, we didn't.
Oh, yeah. They did. They actually did. Yeah, you're right on that episode. They took one because Amanda wasn't like getting her period, which is very alarming.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. It is. Yeah. So I'm like, and so you have to take it like under the third day of your period or something.
Yeah.
So you have some time, but I was, and it's crazy because I sent her a TikTok because you know me, I'm obsessed with TikTok. And I was like, hey, like, I know you're waiting, but can you take this? Because it's just scary. We know so many people who just struggle and it scares us. So
yeah. And if anyone of you guys is struggling, we'll pray for you because I really feel bad, so bad for people.
I know. I swear. It's very, very scary. But yeah, I mean, is there anything else that we're just going to give you guys a personal story of my birth story. And I'm doing well, to be honest. I know a lot of you guys asked and said, like, hope you're doing well. A lot of you guys were like, you know, you take a break, Roxanne, and I'm good, you guys. I'm good. So
yeah, she was like already on a treadmill today. I'm like, get over it. Like, you're fine. You don't not need to be doing that. Like, let's be nourishing our bodies and like drink bone broth and like being good to yourself.
I will say, you guys, I was made to have kids in the sense that like I came home, did laundry, cleaned my house. Like, I'm not the type of person who just sits down and is like, which is like annoying because then my husband like looks at me and he's like, you're good, you're fine. So I'm like, ugh, I should like pretend like, you know, it's been crazy or whatever. But I mean, obviously it's like tiring in the middle of the night and all that stuff. But yeah, I just wanted to walk because I'm stuck in the house. So
Is that why?
I mean, I gained 50 pounds too, dude. It's not like I gained 10 pounds and say like, well, whatever. So, you know, why not?
Yeah. And especially 5 pounds is only her. Whoa. I'm just kidding.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm like, especially 5 pounds was only for her. Like, whoa, but I'm kidding.
Oh my gosh. I like, know. All the fluid, literally. Like, yeah. Yeah. The smallest thing in the entire world. So
she's really cute though. We're happy for you, Roxanne.
Yeah, she's like light. She's like blonde, like facial hair, not like facial hair, but like, you know, like blonde fuzzies. And I'm like, where did this kid come from?
Oh, I know, because you're totally not light.
Yeah, I'm exotic. Thank you. You're exotic. So it is what it is.
I don't think I'm exotic. I think you're exotic.
Oh, really? You don't think you're exotic?
No, I do. I definitely look ethnic.
Yeah. What would you say like that you are then if you're not exotic?
No, I'm kidding. I do think I look ethnic.
Yeah. I think Chantel's over this. She's heard everything that we've talked about. I've been on the phone with her multiple times. So.
Oh, I'm like scrolling Instagram now and I see that Jackson, like, you know, Brittany were spotted together. So we'll talk about that probably on our episode of The Valley. If you guys want to listen to Roxanne tell us her thoughts on the newest episode coming up.
I just want you guys to know I love The Valley because I think it's very relatable.
So even like last episode, you like loved it?
Yeah, I think Jax is doing the most for the show purposes, but yeah, I still liked it.
Do you think it's like fake? Like, do you think they're doing like, they're really like orchestrating a lot of it?
I mean, like, I think like, I do think like Jax with Kristen's boyfriend and like getting so involved in her wanting to be pregnant.
It's for the show.
Yeah, like he's like, let me look, I need something, which is so stupid because at the end of the day, she is 40. So it is like a concern at 40 years old. Like, it's hard to, and you know, so many people who are struggling to get pregnant. So if she wants to get pregnant, like, let her get pregnant.
Oh, 100%. Like, I don't like, I mean, I said it in my show thing. Like, it's like, we're
happy. Oh, your show, mama.
In my episode.
Her show, you guys. She's leaving me. She's leaving me. What is this?
Who wants to join? Huh?
Oh my. Oh, who wants to join too? You're gonna get a different co-host. Yeah. What's happening here?
I've heard we wanted to take someone else's show too.
Okay. Well, our show does pretty fine, so I think we're good. I think we're good and we could talk about anything. It's fun.
Exactly.
Well,
but I think that's it. I think, I mean, is there anything else you want to say about your birth story?
No. There's not. I mean, I don't, is anyone still listening to this? I'm scared.
Literally. Please I'm let scared. Us know.
Yeah. If you made it to the end, you guys are loyal and I appreciate you so much. And I love you.
The password is Taylor Swift. Let us know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, no, you made it to the end if you say Taylor Swift. Okay. But yeah, that's all we have. We'll be back with The Valley and with what else is on? Oh, I didn't watch Potomac. Chantal, you aren't watching Potomac either, aren't you? I mean, I'm watching it.
No, I'm going to watch it because I just caught up on, there's like been nothing on, you guys. Like I swear Bravo's been boring as shit. But so like, it's kind of a little nice, but then I caught up all the way with Married to Medicine. I'm on the reunion right now and I love this. So good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, like, so Potomac will be next. Should we do the reunion for Potomac?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm down to do that this week. And then we'll do Summer House.
I just want you guys to know, today I finished buying Beverly Hills. It is so good. It is better than Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I promise. Like, that's how I felt watching it. So I
loved it.
Oh, my God. So good. So if you are on Netflix, Chantal said season one wasn't that good. It looked like they were making fake storylines and stuff. This, to me, it was so good, and I'm sad it's over.
Yeah, like, to me, like, and it's, like, it's so crazy, especially Alexia. Alexia's Kyle's twin, by the way. Like, her mannerisms, everything she does is literally Kyle. But she's grown so much, even from the last season.
I don't think so, by the way.
Well, really? Like, even the way she does, like, her, like, you know how Kyle does this, like, weird, like, arm stretch? Like, I don't even know how, like, it's, like, she'll put her arms out where she's, like, I don't even know. But, like, Alexia does the same thing. It's so crazy. Like, they are twins to me. But she's come such a long way. Like, she's very mature. Like, the way they talk her is very, like, respectful.
She definitely looks like she'd be a black sheep, and she is the second kid.
Oh, that's so – I feel bad, though. Like, why do you think she looks like she'd be the black sheep, though? I don't get those vibes from her.
She just seems very different than Farrah and Sophia.
I did not think Sophia was going to be the way she is now from watching her over these years.
Yeah, she's...
She did a glow up.
Yeah, she did do a glow up. She really cares. Yeah, that's nice. She's pretty, that one, yeah.
They're all very gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful, yeah. So we'll talk about that, too, then, on, like, our next episode when we talk about The Valley. We can also talk about buying Beverly Hills.
Okay, I'm down, because it was...
Oh, rough. Wait, we haven't talked about Summer House either. We need to do that.
Oh, the last episode. It was so good, too. Did you watch it?
I sure did. I watched it in the hospital. I was so bored.
Okay. Yeah. We'll double up on Summer House.
Yeah. Well, again, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to follow us on All About Terry H podcast. Support us on Patreon. We do two extra episodes there, as well as ad-free episodes. But we love you guys. And thank you so much for the well wishes and everything. Saw them all, you know, did our best to respond to everything. So thank you, and have a great day. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.